What's up? This is Rebel Radio.
What up? What up? This is DJ Newmark.
This is Peanut Butter Wolf.
It's your boy. It's okay.
Keep checking out Rebel Radio.
Rebel Radio.
This is Rebel Radio.
We're in the place right here. Rebel Radio is going down.
Would you say Rebel Radio?
Oh, wait. Let's do it again.
Rebel Radio. What's up, Rebels? This is Rebel Radio. I'm your host, Josh Levine. My guest today is Rel, leader in the Jersey club scene. He came up as a party promoter and then became a DJ and now a producer. He kind of blew up with his remix of Cashmere Cat, which then got him signed to Dimmac, where he's now making hit records. He's going to tell us all about what it's like coming from Jersey to the world stage and why he likes putting out music for free, why that's a good idea for his business and his art, and how he's really focused on creating an experience for fans. We'll check out all that and more right after this, our EDM.com track of the week. That was the EDM.com track of the week. That was Metza and Almost with a track called Tolerance. I hope you enjoyed that one. Shout out to our friends at EDM.com. Shout out to our friends at Box.com. Hear more about that now. This episode of Rebel Radio is brought to you by Boxed.com. That's B-O-X-E-D.com. And I'm trying to tell you, don't spend your weekend driving to the big box store, stocking up on all kind of stuff. Do it from your computer, do it from your phone. Box.com is actually a mobile first company that delivers the products that you use every day. Toilet paper, paper towels, snacks, cleaning supplies, anything you need for your home and office. If you're trying to build a business, have a career, the last thing you need to be driving around shopping. So save time, save gas, and save money. There's no annual membership fee like you have with a lot of the club stores. And they're really good about sending out tons of free samples so you can try new products that maybe you never tried before. And everything shows up on your doorstep in about 2 business days. Just for you listeners of our show, get 20% off and free delivery on your first order from Box.com. I promise you're not gonna find a better deal anywhere else. Go to Box.com, enter the promo code REBEL. That's Box.com, promo code REBEL. Or just go to box.com/rebel, boxed.com/rebel.
Hey, you like it, Trevor?
It's pretty tight. It's more chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, really tight.
Yeah.
LA's kind of intense.
For sure.
Are you up here a lot, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, here and there.
Yeah, it's great.
How long have you guys been doing?
We just had a year.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, we had Klon Von Stroke.
Oh, shit.
For our 1 year anniversary.
Damn, that's tight.
Yeah, man. It's fun. We're just trying to, you know, talk to people that are doing interesting things and learn what it takes, right? It's really, it's like, you know, you're building a career that people, like, dream about.
Yeah.
And so I want to, like, teach people how to do that. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
How to be you.
Word. You could kind of be like me, not me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's always more complicated than that, but
yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, kids grow up dreaming about this shit.
Yeah. My friend put that in perspective the other day. He was just like, yo, the shit you're doing, like, in the amount of time that you've been here is just kind of, like, crazy. Like, people do this all their lives and it doesn't happen. And it's just like, yo, you're doing it. And you kind of, like,
yeah.
People looking like, yo, how are you doing? It's like, and I'm just like, yo, I'm just here trying to make it happen.
Right. You know? Do you ever, does it feel like, well, we'll get into it. I got all kind of questions. Yeah, well, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you. Appreciate for having me. You.
So I know you're new to LA.
Yes.
I'm kind of new learning about Jersey clubs. So I want to hear about all that. All
right.
But take me back to the beginning. How'd you even get started in music?
I used to throw parties in high school.
Okay. So you were into music as a kid?
Yeah.
Always?
Yeah.
What was the first, like, when did you first, what's the first record you remember?
First record, like, period, like, yeah, like, of all time?
Like, as a kid.
Crisscross Jump.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember that song, like, when I was little. It used to come on, like, The Box, I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, yeah, Music you had, Television, yeah,
you
control.
You had to call up and, like, order that jump. My mom used to pay for that.
Is that right?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's the first song, like, I remember.
That's funny. And you, like, kids were dressing backwards and all that stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I was a baby, so, that's the first song, like, I remember, like way back.
But. Right. And then, so as a kid, like were you, like, how'd you sort of get into music and parties?
It probably was maybe, like, around, like, eighth grade, like, little high school dances. I mean, middle school dances. And I was like, yo, this is kind of, like, cool. And then once I got to high school, I was just like, yo, I could kind of, like, make a little bit of money.
Right.
And just getting the parties for free.
For sure.
And look cool.
Yeah.
And then.
Were you DJing too, or you just
I was just throwing parties.
Okay.
So I started doing that to maybe, like.
That's in Newark?
Yeah, in Newark. And then I started doing, like, parties, like, in high school, maybe, like, to my junior year. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, yo, I want to be on the stage now. I want to kind of, like, DJ. Because all my friends were DJing. So.
Right.
I was just like, yo, let me start DJing. I started DJing. And then I was like, all right, I want to DJ, like, more parties. And then my friends made club music, and they were popping out their club music. So it was just like, all right, I got to learn how to make club music now. And then once I started making, like, Jersey club music, it was just like, start doing more things.
So for folks that don't know, tell me about Jersey club and how to start and what like, I kind of hear it. I kind of get it when I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know how to describe, like, what it is.
I would say, like, it's kind of like a form of, like, a breakbeat.
Okay.
Mixed with, like, hip-hop. But it, I don't know. It could be, it's a form of, like, just, like, a breakbeat kind of music. You get what I'm saying? But it stems from Baltimore club music as well. Mm-hmm. So we got our influence from heavy Baltimore club music.
And, how'd that happen?
A DJ by the name of DJ Tamil was going to Baltimore, buying, like, the Baltimore records and bringing them to Jersey. So like, he was kind of like the plug for us to hear that kind of music. And then he linked up with the CEO of Brick Bandits, the crew that I'm in, with DJ Tim Dollar and Black Mike to start this group called Brick Bandits.
Okay.
And then they started producing their own form of Baltimore club, and then they start calling it Brick City Club, and then from there they changed the name to Jersey club music,
right?
And then, you know,
the
kids just been listening to that since, and then it was just new versions of new producers, new DJs, you know, reforming the the genre as it kept going. So.
And then how did it start to, like, for yourself, like, how did you start to then break out of LA?
It's funny.
I mean, like, I'm sorry, break out of Newark.
It's funny, like, that happened because I used to DJ, like, a lot of hip-hop events.
Okay.
And I decided to remix Cashmere Cat's Rice Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, the ticket. It clicked.
Yeah.
And I got, like, a lot of recognition off of a remix in, like, a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, Lucky Me, the record label that I was signed to, reached out to me and was like, stop it from being downloaded. We want to put it out.
Nice.
And then Cashmere Cats definitely supported the record a lot. He was playing it at his shows and everything. And then Rinse FM came to me and was like, yo, we wanted you to do a guest mix for us. So from there, a lot of things snowballed.
So at that time, like, were you thinking that this is going to be a career?
No.
Or was it just fun?
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. I'm still looking at it as just fun, you know?
Is that, like, right?
All right, let's see what else happens.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because it's just like everything came from a remix, not even like original production, you know?
What were you thinking you would do for a career?
just DJ. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe be, like, radio DJ in, mm-hmm. like, the hip-hop world. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, okay, now you can do something different, right. and create, like, your own world kind of lane.
You know, it's funny to me, like, I feel like certain communities in certain parts of the country, like, hip-hop and dance music, like, really work together.
Yeah.
And then in other places, they're just, like, totally separate. Mm-hmm. And what do you think that is? And I know, like, Philly's is that way, like house and hip hop, like a lot of the guys play both and they yeah. go back and forth, and the same nights will have, you know, different sounds happening.
Yeah, I mean, I feel as though it's more like it could be based on like it's more so on the DJ, mm-hmm. and how you cater to your audience, you get what I'm saying? In a sense, I know how to be the person in the crowd, so mm-hmm. I know, all right, if I'm at a party, this is going to get this person to dance, or this is going to get this group of people to dance. Now, if mm-hmm. you could just, you know, DJ in different genres and play, in a sense, I call it playing in blocks. You get what I'm saying? I play, do a hip-hop,
right.
maybe a hip-hop little 30-minute set, and then I'll build it into maybe like a club set and then jump like maybe into some reggae, or I could jump into like some EDM. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And mix it. You get what I'm saying? I try to like touch as many people like within that particular time that I have him, at least one time, like, oh right. shit, he played this record, I know that, I fuck yeah. with him for that, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting him to play that, so
mm-hmm.
I try to do that.
Yeah. Is that did your throwing parties, did that help you when you transitioned to making music?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I feel like it gave me an understanding of knowing what to play at the right time. So I just kind of apply that, like every place I go, I want to have like a record where it's kind of like a hybrid or a transition. So mm-hmm. if I'm playing like a EDM party, for instance, I could play like a track that revolves around like that EDM lane. You get what right. I'm saying? That's,
yeah.
you feel me? That's mine, like either original or a remix. Or if I'm playing a party that focused on trap music, I have a record that could go, mm-hmm. like that could fit in the trap world. You feel me? It's, mm-hmm. I just try to do like that combination of both, have like a track to play everywhere.
Yeah.
And just go off of DJ skills and revolve it around like yeah. the sound that I'm playing.
And was that your own idea to like be that versatile, or was that, did somebody kind of put you up on that?
I mean, it just happened. Like,
yeah.
it was like, it was what I always wanted to do. I wanted to be able to like play as any party, no matter what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to just be like, put myself in a box and be like, yo, I'm just hip hop, or I'm just EDM, I'm just trap, I'm just future bass or anything like that. I want to be able to, yo, I could play any party.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I want to be on as many parties as possible. You need to keep saying my name regardless. You get what I'm saying?
Nice. Yeah.
So,
yeah. So okay, the Kashmir Cat remix blows up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, your phone starts ringing.
Yeah.
What are you thinking at that point?
It was kind of crazy. It was just like, I didn't know what to expect. Like, it was just like, okay, cool. All right, let me take a step back and, you know, see what's happening. What can I do? Because in a sense, me, you know, stepping into this new world, I had to leave behind what I was currently doing. So
right.
I had to, in a sense, I had to, like, put hip-hop and me throwing my own parties on the back burner, mm-hmm. to like focus on being like Rel. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because I changed my name from DJ Rel to Rel with the 3.
Okay.
So it was just like, all right, now I'm in artist mode. Like, I have to really like think about branding, how I want to be perceived to people, like how I want to still DJ my parties, how I want to incorporate new styles of music, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, and stuff like that. So I just was like playing, you know, still seeing what I could do, like, you know, it's kind of overwhelming, you know, it was just yeah, like, I'm dang, sure. like, I don't know what's going to happen, so it was just like kind of rolling with the punches, you know,
right.
it was mistakes, and it was more good than bad, you get what I'm saying, because
sure.
I'm still learning a new world, you know.
Of course,
so
of course. What's a mistake?
A mistake is just like, I would say like, I wouldn't call them mistakes, I would say like lessons, you get mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Being a student to the game,
because
mm-hmm. it's the way the hip-hop world works, the EDM world doesn't work the same exact way. So it was a transition, like just learning, like you probably can't DJ this particular genre too long because you don't want to, you feel me?
In EDM.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? You don't want to play this genre too long because they're conditioned to liking this particular music. Sure. You get what I'm saying? It's not a hip hop. You get what I'm saying? I try to understand, like, yo, how to move and still give people a taste of, like, everything that I'm into. You know what I'm saying? So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So did you, were you figuring that out on your own or was somebody helping you?
I mean, I was figuring it out on my own, and I had my manager, Sophie. She helped me with a lot as well.
Yeah.
So, because a lot of the building we did a lot of stuff, like, in London. Like, I came out, like, on a lot of, like, platforms that were UK-based.
Right.
So it was just, like, she would, like, coach me and, you feel me, mentor me, like, yo, you should move this way or you should do this. Like, you get what I'm saying? Separate me from, you know, the normal other, like, my peers, you get what I'm saying, in a sense.
Yeah. So why move to L.A.?
I mean, why not? Like, why not? I mean, it was kind of like I could have went to New York. You know what I'm saying? New York is there, but it was just like, I looked at it, like, in my eye, like, if I want to get popping or I want people to really, like, all right, I support what you're doing, I need to leave for a little bit. I need to go somewhere else, show them, like, yo, I was worth it. I believed in myself enough, and I made it happen. You get what I'm saying? So I wanted to go to a new world. And plus, it was nobody over here really doing it. You feel me? Yeah. That's, you feel me, organically from Jersey, pushing a sound that I know and I grew up with. So it was just like, why not go to a different area? And I signed to Denmark, my EP. So it was just like, why not receive every benefit from being in L.A.? Mm-hmm. It wouldn't make sense for you to just stay in Jersey if... You feel me? You're being promoted on a L.A. label.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're trying to, you feel me, come up in that particular scene. You get what I'm saying? You could always come back to Jersey and make shit happen or go to New York or go somewhere else. But I feel like I needed to really focus and, like, make an impact in L.A.
So what's the scene like in Jersey? Are they supportive, like, of you moving to L.A.? Or, like, how, I guess I wonder, like, how important is that scene and that community as you start to expand?
I feel like they definitely support it, you know, seeing somebody from the area they're from, you know, pushing the sound to a new audience. But in a sense, it's kind of like, yo, what are you doing? Because in a sense, I have to like, stay, you feel me, kind of be like mainstream, cater to.
Yeah.
Because in a sense, you have to make music for the world now. Mm-hmm. You're not making it just for, like, home anymore. You feel me? You got to cater to a new audience. You got to innovate. You got to...
So how does that change your process? Like, when you sit down and make a track or a remix, like, how do you approach it differently now?
As far as my remixes, I keep my remixes straight, like, organic Jersey. You're getting a straight Jersey remix. Like, it's going to sound like it's from where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as my original production is more like forward thinking the sound and collaborating with other producers, you get what I'm saying, that I like, in a sense, making hybrid tracks. So on my EP, I collaborated with Bandbox from Japan, and when I toured over there, they were feeling Jersey club music, so I was just like, yo, why not work together on a project? You have fans, I have fans, I want to push my sound in a different market, you get what I'm saying? I wanna be able to come over here and have songs they know, you feel me? With the artists that I like and I'm interested in, and vice versa. He could come over here, you get what I'm saying? So I just wanted to be able to work with different people around the world. And
so what do you think makes a good collaborator for you?
For me? I like people that I'm actually, like, interested in, like, you feel me? It don't matter, like, if you got hype or you not hype, or you get what I'm saying? Because I listen to a lot of music. So it was just like, yo, if I'm feeling your style and, you know, and I reach out to you and you willing to work, I'm willing to work with whoever. So, like, let's make good music. You get what I'm saying? Because it really doesn't matter who you are, because I know how I'm a DJ the record. You get what I'm saying? I'd rather just give me the music. I will play it the right way and know how to break it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was just, that's how I look at it. Yo, I fuck with what you're doing. Let's work together. All right, cool. Let's make something happen. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So. Yeah. That's all I look at.
Yeah. When you, now that you're playing, you know, around the world, like, is there a difference in the crowds between what you're used to in Jersey versus?
Mm-hmm. It's more so like, all right, our do like a comparison between like Jersey and LA real quick. I feel like Jersey is more like more about dance, like they're more dancing, like you feel me, like they come to party, they gonna leave the party sweating, like they want to really have a good time.
We don't sweat enough
Not saying LA doesn't want to have fun, you get what I'm saying, it's more here is more about like, all right, they're understanding the production, they want to see the artist, you feel me, they want to see a show, and you feel me, they want to, in a sense, they're paying attention to everything you do, and they want to know, like, I feel it's more of a connection, it's not more about like just coming to party here. It's more about understanding who you are and how you spin. So
yeah. So you did that track, Watch the Duck.
Yeah.
One of my favorite acts, man. I'm loving them. And then we had him on the show.
Definitely. That's cool. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that's all the Dimmack family. So talk about, you know, being part of that with Dimmack, like, obviously there's all this, you know, it's a machine, you know, there's all this hype, they have all these resources, but you know, the sounds are really different maybe from what you're doing, so how do you, like, how do you navigate your way through that system?
I mean, of course, like, as far as like Denmark, they've been nothing but very helpful, very supportive from the go, even from when I did my first remix for them, the Keys and Crates remix, like a few years back. It's just like, it seemed like they're more about family, more about like, no matter what scene it is, more about the party. Like, you get what I'm saying? It's more about, they want to have fun. They want to be, they want to turn up. You get what I'm saying? So, far as what I do with them, like how I, like, I just like, kind of like continue to stay in my lane. You get what I'm saying? Cause why try to do what somebody else is doing over there? You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm in my own world. Like, it's no need for me to sound like somebody else, or I need to make music that's you get what I'm saying, that really caters to the audience. You get what I'm saying? Because it's just like, yo, they're a brand, like, you feel me? They're LA, they've been around for 20 years. You get what I'm saying? So it's nothing but like respect. So it's just like, yo, let me, in a sense, create my own lane and have that opportunity for them to push a different kind of sound. You feel me? For them to love, for people to love them. Okay. You get what I'm saying? So when it comes to them, I just do my thing regardless. Like, I'm not trying to sound like nobody else over there.
Right.
I just want to sound like Rel and just, you know, do my own thing.
What do you learn from Steve?
I really haven't met him, like, had a one-on-one with him.
Like, he's always in a different country.
Yeah, he's always traveling. Like. Yeah. But from the time I did speak to him when we was in Atlanta, he was just like, yo, He wants me to send him music and stuff, and like, we could probably potentially get like a lot of like collaborations in the works. You get what I'm saying? Cause from me, like, listening to his music, I hear a lot of Jersey elements that he's incorporating.
Is that right?
Yeah, and his sounds. So I was just like, yo, dude, you know, to actually like really like put a track together and get a track in would be dope. You know what I'm saying? And see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Cause it'll be a different lane than what I'm normally in, you know what I'm saying, and see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
are you okay with that? Like, just to sort of see what happens. Like, I know some people have to have everything planned out.
Nah, I'm more like, see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it's not going to be like, in a sense, it's not going to be a bad thing. Like, you feel me? You can't be scared to like take a risk. Like, and I wouldn't say it's a risk because it's going to be popping. Like, regardless of what it is, it's going to pop. And it's I feel it's me going into DJ mode. It's like how you break the record, how you present it to your audience. You know what I'm saying? Anybody could put a song on SoundCloud and it'd be popping, but how are you going to play it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I know that given, you know, you talked about the Cashmere Cat, and I know you do a lot of just giving away music for free. Tell me, why is that a good idea, and what do you hope to come out of that when you do that?
I mean, with the whole, like, giving, music away for free, you feel me? You're building, like, core fans, you feel me? People that really follow you and support what you're doing. And it's just like, yo, I just banged this remix out. I think it's hot. Like, y'all should have it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, being able to just, you feel me, push it out. Like, it's no, like, oh, you got to wait to put it. No, it's not about that. You feel me? Like, you got, as an artist, you got to keep creating. Keep creating, putting shit out. All right. You feel me? But
is that good for business too?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Everything can't be paid for. You can't people like, no. People, everybody ain't got money like that. Like, people don't want to. It ain't like people really buying records anymore. Like,
right.
It's like, I feel like it's more like you got to put stuff out for free. And it got to be good. It got to be the same quality as you're getting for paid for. If you want people to pay for your stuff, you know right. what I'm saying? That's how you build value, in a sense. That's how I look at it. I'd rather put out something for free than people pay for it, because I'm not doing it for the money.
Right.
It's not. It's about having a connection with the people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather people pay to see me DJ than right. pay for my music. But yeah. if you pay for my music, thank you. Like, I appreciate that. Keep buying it. Yeah. But I'd rather them come see me live and see them play it. Like, you feel yeah. me? I feel like that'll be more worth it. And then you'll see how, oh, shit, this is how he plays his music and how he gets from one track to the other. You know yeah. what I'm saying? I don't want people to form, like, an opinion of me based off of SoundCloud and, like, production.
Sure.
Because all day we could get busy in the club, and I bet you have a good time.
Right.
But that's how I look at it.
Yeah. And does that work? Like, are you getting people find you through the music, and then they come?
Mm-hmm. And they be like, oh, shit, I ain't know he played like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they already, in a sense, feel like people form an opinion of you based off of your SoundCloud.
Right.
And I'm just like, yo, that's kind of whack. Like, you haven't seen me play. You don't know what I play. Maybe I'm whack. Maybe I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But when most of the time when people come in, they be like, yo, I didn't know you played this particular style of music. Yo, mm-hmm. mad love and respect. Mm-hmm. And it don't even be for just the Jersey Club. It be for right. other stuff. Like, dang, I ain't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I like to leave that.
Yeah, I think people, you know, that element of surprise, right? That when you get something that you weren't expecting,
mm-hmm.
you know, that has such a big impact. Like you said, us people walk away remembering that.
Yeah. I feel as though, like, you should give people an experience, like, when they see you. You know what I'm saying? They need to remember that, like weeks, months. Like, yo, last time I saw him, it was popping. And I got to go again. I don't want people to ever be like, yo, oh, Rel's in town, or Rel's playing, oh, I already saw him, he gonna play the same thing. No, yeah. every time you're getting something refreshing,
yeah.
ever refreshing. One night I may drop a whole house set, like, you know what I'm saying? One night I may drop a whole Jersey set, maybe I may do a whole hip-hop set, maybe I may do a trap set, maybe I may do a reggae set. You get what I'm saying? You never know. I got sets for days, and I try to put them out. It just depends on the setting, the club, and the environment that I'm in and playing to.
This episode of Rebel Radio is brought to you by Wix.com. Did you know that more than 84 million people worldwide are building their own websites using Wix.com? You don't need a designer, programmer, any of that stuff. There's hundreds of designer-made customizable templates to choose from. Use a drag-and-drop editor, and next thing you know it, your website is done, and it looks great. If you have a business, something for your side hustle, your hobby, whatever you're doing, you need to create a website, and it needs to look good, and you need to do it without spending a lot of time and money. So use Wix.com. It's free, it's fast, and it's easy, and you'll have a great website done today. Go to Wix.com, W-I-X.com. Send us a link to the website that you build, and we'll promote it here on the air. All right. Do you talk to fans? Like, what's your relationship like? I mean, I know you're pretty active on your social,
mm-hmm.
But like, what's the two way with fans, and what do you get from them?
I talk to as many people as possible. Like, if you hit me, like, my DMs on Twitter is public,
mm-hmm.
so I feel like if you want to hit me up. I don't care. Like, you should be able to connect with me as much as possible.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and just build with people, because people, like, want advice, like, yo, how did you do that? Or, like, you know what I'm saying? I try to connect with people, too, like, on a positive level, because I post, like, mad motivational quotes. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want people to feel uplifted, regardless if you come into my accounts just for the positive stuff I'm putting out on my music. Like, I just mm-hmm. want you to feel good. So,
yeah.
If you want to talk, like, it is what it is. Like, hit me up, what's good? You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah. That's great. Is that, so, you know, I'm curious, like, I mean, it just sounds like you're having so much fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Is there, you know, is there like a business plan that's...
Well, for me?
Yeah.
Like, in my mind?
Uh-huh.
No, not really.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah, just make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And just work with people that want to work with me, you know? It's not... I'm not really in it for, like, anything, you know.
You, like, set goals for yourself?
Yeah, or? I set goals. Like
what? What's the next one that's, like...
Get my next EP out as soon as possible.
Okay.
You know, or just at least have it ready. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when Denmark be like, yo, we ready to go, I'll be like, here we go. Let's make it happen again.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And just continue to work with exciting new producers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, put something out that's, you feel me, people gonna really enjoy. And then just in a sense continue to like work on like my DJ sets, improve them more. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And have people want to come to my shows more. So they be like, yo, I don't know what he gonna play tonight, but I'm going.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I wanna be able to have that surprise factor. Like when people see me, like, yo, it's always exciting, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And it's not gonna be the same genres. You getting a lot. You get mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That's why I feel like, in a sense, I just got an agent at Circle Talent.
But okay.
I feel as though, like, before agents were like, we don't know how to market him.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't do just one thing.
Right.
Like, he's just not just EDM or he's just not future-based. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's cool. But, in a sense, I'm on some junk like, yo, I really know how to DJ. So, it don't matter where you put me.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna get it popping regardless. Mm-hmm. So, it's all about, like I said, if you want to work with me, we can make it happen because I'm not going to let you down. You know what I'm saying? Because I was making it happen before you. And I'm still making it happen after you. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. But
did you ever worry about like saying yes to too much and you can't do it all?
Nah. I mean, no. Certain things I say no to. You get what I'm saying? It, in a sense, it is, when you put it like that, it is strategically planned stuff. But I let it happen. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just look at it as, all right, is this a power move or not? No, okay, I'm not interested right now. Maybe later. You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I try to look at everything as power moves and roll with that. But I just do, like, in between. If it's not, I just do the shit that I'm into. It ain't about, like, if it's really a power move or not. If I'm into it, I'm going to do it. Like, there's nothing you could do about it. You get what I'm saying? I try not to have people like, oh, you need to do this or you need to do that. No, if I'm not with it, I'm not with it. You get what I'm saying? So I just do what I feel.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What, I know you said, like, I love the way you talk about lessons,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything is not going to go perfect.
Yeah.
But what's been the hardest part so far?
The hardest part would be, like, what would be the hardest part, like, for me? I don't know. Like, just, the hardest part would be me being, like, the rookie to a new world. That's how I would look at it. Because the world I'm in now, I've never been in. Like, I've always been, like, the hip-hop guy. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Just a normal party, like, party DJ.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, yo, it's the hardest part is, like, actually being, like, an artist. You get what I'm saying? And, like, knowing what comes with it. But it's been fun. Like, I don't see it, like, as hard at all.
Any big surprises?
Everything. Everything that's happened has been a big surprise. Everything.
Nice.
It's just like, oh, this is happening. Oh, this, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
I still get gassed every time, like, Denmark tweets me.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? I just be like, oh, they tweeted me. Oh, they retweeted me. Like, that. Like, and then just people, like, yo, like, people reaching out saying, like, yo, I'll fuck with your music and stuff like that. I think that's cool. And I feel like, appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So. I mean, it hasn't been really any hard parts for me right now.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, dang, yo, I can't do it. Like, nah, everything is like, yo, I could keep doing this. Like, everything's a go.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving.
And do you think is it the same formula, you know, remix, production, DJing?
Mm-hmm. Same, over and over.
Yeah.
It just depends on how you do it. And
what do you look for in a track to remix? What makes you want to remix a particular track?
Clever wordplay, and just giving a track extra bounce. You get what I'm saying? Certain songs, it'd be like, yo, how would this sound at a different tempo, and or with some different kick drums, or, you know, oh, I could add some chord progressions to a certain song. You feel me? Just enhancing the track, not taking away from it. You get what I'm saying? I want to put my spin on it. So I feel like that's where I could be my most creative, like, in, like, remix mode.
Yeah.
So, because I could spin it how I want to spin it, you feel me? And it may not be as hot online, but when I play it in the club, it's gonna be like, yo, what is this? Like,
right.
So
yeah,
I feel like that's what I look forward to.
Right.
Remixing.
Yeah. Is there, I know you said, like, you know, people call or they reach out and say they fuck with you. Like, mm-hmm. is there somebody that, you know, is high on your list?
I mean, a lot of people. Anna Lunell right now. She's been supporting a lot of my records on Beats One. So yeah. big up to her.
Yeah.
Jam Supernova. She's uh-huh. definitely been rinsing my records on One Extra. Who else? Dang, there's so many. Like Steve Aoki for supporting.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. Denmark. My management. Who else? Uzi. He likes my production.
Yeah.
He's definitely, we might potentially have a record coming out soon working with him.
Nice.
So I mean, it's a few people that's just reaching out that I'm just like, yo, okay, cool. You know, but it is what it is. Like, you know, I'm still like, I'm kind of like being a fanboy mm-hmm. on the inside, but I'm still keeping it together. Like, yo, it's all good. Like,
yeah,
y'all interested. Let's continue to like work. Let's make right. it happen. Like, ain't no need yeah. for me to like geek out, but like on the inside, I'd be like, oh shit, this yeah, shit sure. is hot. Like, oh shit, they fuck with my shit. Cool, cool. This is happening. Cool, cool.
I mean, I think that's important. Like when you start to lose that, it's like,
yeah,
you know,
you're not doing it. You're yeah. just doing it. Like,
that's just a job.
Yeah, nah, I don't look at it like that. Like,
yeah.
I still haven't processed, like, my EP came out on Denmark yet. Like, mm-hmm. it's cool. Like, all right, I know what happened, but, like, in a sense, from, like, me, like, Terrell being a person, like, I'm still, like, hype, like, real, and trying to catch up to it. Like, yo, all this is happening at one time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, when I'm in, like, artist mode, it's just like, yo, okay, cool, that happened. What you gonna do next? Let's mm-hmm. make it. Let's all right. You need to start working on your club night because that's the next project that I want to put together.
Like a residence or like your own thing?
Yeah, my own night. Like nice. Maybe like once a month, like in LA. You feel me? It's gonna yeah. it probably be like a combination like of more bass music. So like hip hop, rap, trap, Jersey club, mm-hmm. B-more club, Vogue, shit like that. You get nice. What I'm saying? Maybe like EDM, maybe like kind of like future bass, but moving away from that in mm-hmm. a sense. I want it to be more like about dance. I want people to have a good time.
Yeah.
It's not like a performance anymore. So yeah. don't think you coming to see me perform. You seeing me to come down and get down.
Yeah.
So I want to revolve like my DJs and the DJs that I book around people that really know how to rock parties instead of like performing. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want to have that connection with the people that like I'm booking, like, yo, rock my party. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
Make my party happy. Because if people at your party happy, they're going to tell another person. And then they're going to tell another person. Yeah. And that creates a high demand. You get what I'm saying? And I want that. I want that regardless if I'm playing on that event or not.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's the next thing that I really want to work on, aside from like the EP
yeah.
and, you know, touring outside of that. That's just the extra shit.
Sure.
I feel like the next thing is to establish a home.
Yeah.
You feel me? Where I can really get busy.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, let's promote what else is coming up. I know the EP is new, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fresh out. We just hit 100,000 on my single nice. Down with Bandvox, and we had 80,000 with Alice on Vision. So the two singles are doing nice.
That's great.
They're doing great.
Yeah,
definitely.
And what's the touring looking like?
Not sure yet. As you know, we just like locked down like the agents.
Yeah. Okay.
And I know we got a lot of stuff coming out with Denmark. Denmark's putting some stuff together for me to be a part of. But right now everything's wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, I'm working on my own night. So I'm putting together a night maybe in August. First week of August, I'm gonna be doing my own event. So okay.
Here in LA?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let us know, man. We'll shout it out and we'll come through.
Definitely, that'll be dope. That'd be dope. But
yeah. My last question I always like to ask: who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ is DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
That's you seen my him play guy. Live?
No, not yet.
Oh shit!
I want to see him live.
Gotta go.
Yeah. I want to see him do his a Peter Pike pick pepper. I want to see him do that live. Like I want to see that. I watch it online all the time. Like, damn, yo, that is so tight. Like, I want to see him live.
Yeah.
But right now, like, that would be my, that's like my favorite DJ.
Nice.
As far as like just overall, and then I got favorite like hip hop DJs. Like I fuck with DJ Camilo from Hot 97.
Okay.
I just like his tour ethic.
Yeah.
Like he's everywhere. Like he called himself Mr. 8 nights a week. Like,
oh wow.
He's everywhere somewhere. Yeah. And now it's becoming like Steve in a sense. You get what I'm saying? His work ethic. He's always somewhere, like always DJing at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get to a position where, yo, where are you? Oh, I'm in London. Oh, this week. Oh, I'm in Spain this week. Oh, I'm in Chicago. Oh, I'm in Austin. Oh, I'm in Japan. You feel me? I want to be wherever the party's at. That's mm-hmm. where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what about in the Jersey scene? Who should we be checking for?
In the Jersey scene, right now, of course. As far as new people, I would say DJ Problem from Big Bandits. He's putting out a lot of heat. My homie Kiff, he's an artist coming up that I have on my All To You record on the vocals.
Uh-huh.
So him and who else? Of course, like Slink, Unique, and Natus, of course, like my peers that also like is pushing like Jersey and stuff like that. So definitely like people like that. But
cool.
As far as like club music to like listen to, I think Problem right now from Jersey is like on my eye. Like he the homie, he always holding it down and all his tracks like hit hard and they're for the club. So
nice.
I fuck with that.
Okay, cool. Where can we find you online?
Israel, ITSR3LL on everything.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here, man. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dude, keep doing your thing and come back when you know when you launch tonight.
All right, cool.
Promote that and whatever we can do to
yeah,
help.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man, anytime. Nice. All right, I hope you enjoyed my man Rel. Check him out online. That dude is up and coming. So make sure you watch for him. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter at Rebel Radio Net. If you got something to say, we will listen. Can't promise anything else. Find us on Facebook, subscribe on iTunes, and visit our website, rebelradio.net. Most importantly, come back next week for more Rebel Radio. Peace.